And it's time for Arts Live and Local on another gorgeous day. It's 65, 66 degrees here. Perfect temperature. Warm, breezy. Arts Live and Local is sponsored in part by the Astor Street Opry Company's 30th season of, sing it with me, Shanghaied in Astoria, now running through September 13th. Information and tickets available by calling 503-325-6104 or online at AstorStreetOpryCompany.com. But next weekend, that's July 25th through 27th, I have a couple of young women who were here with their father, he came both times, the whole family came, but they were quite young when they came the first time, and they've grown more and more sophisticated. Their music is just as fabulous as it was, and growing even better. Have a listen. They call themselves Bando, and it's Jamina and Selena Silanpal.
Siellä vihatun, melkein metsän keskellä, vaikka kaukana on kaupunki, metsä täyttyy äänillä, ei huudot eikä kuiskaukset, edes öisin tunnu lakkaavan. Hän pesi aamuin kasvonsa, näkee synkän joen virtaavan. Hän asui ennen muualla, miestään siellä elätti. Juoksulla töitä teki rankasti. Mies oli poika kaupungin rauhatonka luonteelta. Soi aamuisin hän suudelma, joka auringon sai nousemaan. Kuule jo satoi pois, lemmen laulut haihtuivat, leipä maistui suolalle, upposivat unelmat. Mies harvoin enää ilmaantui, kaiveri veti kaupunkiin, jolla näistä retkistä mies hukkui virran pyörteisiin.
The Silanpa sisters a little bit later. Just put that on your calendar, the FinAm Festival in Nacelle, Washington. Easy to get to from anywhere, actually. It's at the high school, so it's quite simple. And they always have good music. Some of the folks were on last week, and they named names, and they just went on and on with who's going to be coming. Well, that's in the music department right now. I have some folks here in the studio with me from the in the visual arts. I actually have two different events folks from different events here. And I'm going to start out with Jilly Merrill. Hi, Jilly.
Hi, Carol.
And Jilly's voice may be known to you if you're a blues person, because jumping back into the music world, Jilly is one of our longtime blues programmers. How long have you been on the air?
18 years.
Woo! L'chaim. There you go.
Oh, and I've loved every minute of it, too. It's great.
Monday nights. Today she's here, though, to represent Tsuga, is that how you say
Tsuga.
It? Tsuga mm-hmm. Gallery in Kathlamet. And I'm going to let her tell you a wonderful story about how this gallery evolved. It's their third anniversary celebration, and it is tonight. So Jilly's going to talk fast, and then we'll probably let her go so she can get back across the river and take care of things. The opening is 5 to 8 tonight, and there is live music. And also, Kathlamet is, I understand, celebrating Bald Eagle Days?
Yes, that's their annual festival, celebrating that big bird that's so common to our river villages. Yes.
Right. So tell us about Tsuga Gallery.
Well, Tsuga means hemlock in it's botany language.
Oh, botany. I like that.
And Janet Cimino was our friend and art lover, and she was very dear to us, artists that we grouped together and visited on a weekly basis for so long. And as she was losing her battle to cancer, she looked around and decided there was a building for sale on the main street of Kathlamet that was just perfect, and she purchased that and gifted it to our art group.
So it wasn't her home?
No.
Oh, my goodness. No. She bought it specifically to make sure that it would be a gallery in Kathlamet.
She lived long enough to get the plank floors rediscovered.
Oh, nice.
And it is a beautiful, beautiful location. And the building itself is just it's well lit, it's beautiful.
And blessed by a person who believed so much in you all.
With that foundation, I have never been part of a group that was closer and more supportive of each other. It's really neat. We have such a good variety of artists there. We have
a glass blower.
Okay. We have painters of acrylic and oil painting, and of course watercolor.
Of course,
we do. We have a block print and screen printing, and there's a wood carver, and we have some authors. Bob Pyle is part of our group. And photographers are. Some of our people are known nationally. One of our painters has a gallery.
You can name names.
Jack Brahman is got his galleries are in Bend and Carmel, California. Mm-hmm. Plus, there's three other ones that are just very prominent.
So, do these artists all live in Kathlamet at least part time?
Well,
or
Grace
what?
River and
Grace River,
And there's a ceramic artist too that actually commutes back and forth from California. You know, they all have Kathlamet and that area in common.
Mm-hmm.
There's people who are, some jewelry makers, beaded embroidery.
Everything.
Yes. Very diverse grouping.
So do you have regular shows featuring one or two of the artists, or is it more just everybody is there all the time?
Everybody is there all the time, and we change our show up about every 2 months.
Ah.
But it filters around, and there are Many. It's a large gallery, and
gotta be with all those.
I think I know. I have about 10 pieces.
Oh my!
And if I get something new that I need, I'm excited about, I'll take it in, and we'll get it hung.
So, is it a cooperative? Do you all take turns, or do you have someone actually running the gallery?
No, we take turns. I'm not one that runs the shop, but some of them that live nearby, I have to travel quite a ways to get there. But it is run so efficiently. It's really, really neat.
So this is in Cathlamet, 70 Main Street. Now, what do you recommend to people if they want to get to Cathlamet?
Oh, that's fun. If you're on this side of the river in Astoria, you go up Highway 30 and then take that voyage across the river on that fun little
Westport ferry.
Ferry boat.
Which is great.
Yes.
It's a 20-minute ferry ride, and it's sweet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I think they load every hour on the hour from Westport side.
I wouldn't be quoted, but one is on the hour and then coming back is on the quarter after. But you have to find that out. It's a good thing to know.
Okay.
Unless you don't care about time and you can just hang out.
Oh,
which
that would
works
be the way
too.
To go.
And
the
then
other
you puts you onto the island, Puget Island, and then you drive through Puget Island, which is another treat.
Oh, yes.
And get to...
And if it's a Friday afternoon, you can stop at the Island Farmer's Market.
There you go.
And get some neat... But we'll have treats at the show, too, at the opening tonight.
That's right. Today is Friday, and the opening is from 5 to 8. So if you're thinking, this sounds good, you could head over there. You could also go take the bridge.
Right. And go... Right, immediately across the bridge, go through Nacelle and take another right on Highway 4. And then just cruise along through some beautiful countryside, the covered bridges there in Grays River. And just go right up over KM Mountain and back down, and you're in Cathlamet.
Yeah, and Highway 4 is lovely. It's right on the Columbia River.
It is.
So unless, you know, for some reason the road is closed or the ferry isn't working, either of those routes works really well. So it's from 5 to 8, and you have live music. Is that?
Yes.
I see guitar by, is this right, Fred Carter?
Carter.
I don't know that name.
Yeah,
so
he's great.
Okay, is he also a local?
Yes.
Well, you mentioned that there are some writers. Are they going to present at all tonight or no?
I would think that, no, I don't believe there's any readings scheduled. But Bob Pyle, of course, is always entertaining wherever he's at.
Yes, so, absolutely.
And then Irene Martin is also part of our group there, too.
As a writer.
Yes.
Oh, she's fabulous. Although this weekend, I think, actually tonight, I think she's presenting here for the college is doing a Columbia River thing.
Oh, yeah.
And Irene Martin is one of the speakers.
Delightful.
So,
it is very, very rich.
Yeah.
Very busy weekend, too. It's going to be hard to be everywhere.
So what happens, what is Bald Eagle Days, how does that get celebrated?
Well, there's a parade tomorrow at noon, I believe. And we're going to be selling ice cream as a fundraiser. We're a 501c, so we're going to...
The gallery is?
Yes.
Boy, you guys are organized. Good
for
you.
Yeah. And nice. So that's parts tomorrow, and it's going to be a fundraiser for us. And we've also just... reproduced a mural in Cathlamet at the courthouse that we did for the city as a fundraiser, part of our fundraiser. And I want everyone to notice that. It is gorgeous.
Is it
it's
right
really
on
neat.
The wall in the city?
Or yes. It's right. We're next door to the courthouse.
Okay.
And it is on the courthouse grounds.
You know, a lot of people never heard of Cathlamet. You know that. It's kind of like Brown's Me, those hidden secrets.
It's
you know?
Kind of a secret, but
what
a
wonderful.
Unique, beautiful.
But I have never been to the gallery. I'm very much looking forward to getting in there. Now, is it open a lot of time, or is it only weekends? Or
Thursday, what? Friday, okay. Saturday, Sundays.
Thursday to Sunday.
And from 10 to 5-ish, there's a note on the door that if you come into town and you want to get in there, somebody will come and open it up for you.
Oh, there's a sign on the door that gives a phone number to call? Mm-hmm. Wow.
And there's a few people that are just kind of...
Yeah.
No, looking for something to do.
Cool.
And it is the sweetest little villagey town. Yeah. It is really nice. And when you get there and see what it is, you won't feel funny about calling and saying to come and open the door.
It's an intimate place.
It is.
Absolutely.
It is.
Wow. Well, thank you, Jillian. Congratulations to all of you. Do you have a name for this group? Are you the Tsuga Gallery artists?
Artists? That would be appropriate, but I'm part of the group, the Grays River Art Group, and about half of the people in the art in the gallery are part of that group. It's unofficial, but we're on this side, the west side, and then there's people that are up Skamakaway.
Oh, yeah.
And the trophy, the glass blower, he's up the valley there. And
so this is an adventure to be discovered, right? I have three other artists here. They're all listening intently going, we're going to get up there one of these days for sure, if not tonight. But tonight should be a blast. From 5 to 8 is the third anniversary celebration of the Tsuga Gallery, 70 Main Street in Kathlamet. Don't worry about the address, Kathlamet. It's not that big. You'll find it. and then it's open from Thursday to Sunday and any other time that you happen to go by.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here, Jilly. Did anyone have any questions? She covered it very well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks very much. And I really look forward to getting into this gallery. And the whole concept that someone bought this space just to give to the local artists is wonderful.
An exceptional person. And again, that really, it shows in the gallery. Her heart is there.
And it speaks to community.
It does.
It's really that she bought this for that whole community there. That's really very special. And you're doing her proud, obviously. So.
Oh, I hope
great.
So.
Okay, thanks so much, Jilly.
Thank you.
I'm going to let Jilly Merrill, my guest, slip out because I have three more visual artists in here. I'll put on a little music from the sisters. And let's see. I was saying they sing in Finnish as well as in English. They do country western, so I'm going to stick to the Finnish. Let's have a little listen, and I'll be right back at you. KMUN Astoria, KTCB, Tillamook.
Aata menee toinen, tulee laiva merta kyntää.
vasta arku, valmiiksi laitettu, merimiesten vanhaan tapaan, laivan sivuun sidottu. Eikä tiedä isä, äiti, ei veljet, sisaret, eikä tiedä oma armas, missä sulholle päin jää. Eivät merimiehen hautaa hiljat kaunista, aalto menee, toinen tulee, laiva merta kyntää vaan.
We are listening to another song by Jemina and Selena Silenpaa. I wonder whether the parents had a hard time with those two names. Jemina and Selena. Jemina? Selena? Oh, they probably didn't need to be spoken to in that tone of voice. Two lovely young women, two violinists, fiddlers, and together with their father and their mother, who did not play an instrument, but the father on guitar, they entertained us beautifully. They've been on KMUN as well, live. So right now, I have three of our esteemed Oregon local artists. I called Jilly at one point, Suga Gallery local, and I was pleased that Kathleen changed that to Wakayakum local artists, because we're all over the place. And in fact, this group is the North Coast Printmakers Collective. And so I have Kirsten Horning. Hi, Kirsten.
Hi, Carol.
And Jin Lowry.
Hi, Carol. Jin.
And Sarah Lippold.
Hi.
Hey. So three out of how many are you in this massive North Coast Printmakers Collective?
Well, we do keep growing right now. There are 14 different printmakers in this collective show.
Just in the show.
Right.
Holy cow. Okay. And you've been in together how long-ish?
I think we've been together probably about 4 years.
Is I think something? So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And did you all come out of the same, what's a good word, teaching inspiration? Or were you, yeah.
Yeah, I think the thing that we have in common is that we were all students of Royal Nebaker's in his printmaking class up at Clatsop Community College.
And a lot of you, it sounds like, I know at least you and that would be Kirsten and Jin, were not doing printmaking before, am I right? You were doing other arts?
Well, I have done some watercolor.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but it was the Royals class that got you into the printmaking.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Jin,
right,
you
definitely
were started on printmaking. How about you, Sarah? Did you do printmaking before?
Well,
you took the
when I was in high school, I worked in with a screen printer.
Okay.
Then I studied in college, and I found this class here, and that's what I'm really passionate about.
Right, and what a fabulous group of people too. So you are opening an exhibit at Clatsop Community College Art Gallery on Thursday, which is when all of the openings are. So that's the 24th of July. That's a week from last night. And you showed there before last year. And was that your first, or was it 2 years ago?
No, I think maybe 3 years ago we showed at the Lower Columbia Community College.
Oh, in Longview?
Yes, we showed at that gallery.
That's right. Okay. Mm. Okay. And but you're all over the map now, because you're also at the hospital.
Right.
And bits and pieces of you are in different places as well. So the show is special, though. There is a theme called Odyssey. Someone tell us what the concept was.
Well, I did come in and I asked everyone, what does the word odyssey mean to you? And I pretty much got mostly the same answer, which was an epic journey, a hero's journey. And I an adventure.
Yeah.
And individually, we are all on our own path, our own adventure. And that's why when we come together, we have so much to share and learn from each other. So it's inspiring for us to work together as a group.
So was there a challenge put forth for this show for people to express in any certain way, or was it just continuing on your own path and journey?
I would say it was, for the most part, a continuation of each of our journeys, and that could be either with new printing techniques, a realization of something central to our belief system. It's different for every one of us. And the other requirement was that all of the work would be new for this show.
Okay.
It's not been viewed before.
Nice. Oh, that's going to be exciting to everybody, yeah. And probably to each other, too.
I think I am the one that has seen images of a lot of the work more than everybody else, and it's going to be a fabulous show.
Knockout, huh?
It is, yes.
Now, why is that? Why have you seen more than...
Well, you know, the show came together very quickly. The college approached us maybe four weeks ago and said, would you like to show in the gallery this summer?
Goodness.
And
and it's got to be all new work. Wow.
So that's...
Okay, exciting. So how does it work when there are 14 artists showing together? Does somebody curate, or somebody's got to organize? No? I mean...
Well, what we usually try to do is we try to ask the artists to submit images, and we don't curate it for quality or content, more if they fit together well, that type of thing. So.
And who hangs the show?
Jamie Boyd hangs the show. She's fabulous.
Yes,
she works during the year as the Clatsop Community gallery director, and we've asked her to hang the show for us.
She hangs the show, and then she usually brings the food as well somehow. I don't know, two ends of the whole thing. So I did hear from, or I got an email with some very powerful images from Penny Treat and Marie Powell, who are working together. I guess that was okay too. You could work with someone else's, but you're still doing your own work. And they're doing an installation called What's the Price? And I was particularly taken because the focus there is on endangered species. And Penny specifically said this is what she wants to do with her art at this point. And she has been doing it all along with the animals and the birds, but now it's kind of come together in a focus for that. And actually, that's up already. But looking at the card, I see tremendous diversity on this. So why don't you each tell us what you have done, Kirsten?
Well, I have mostly focused on the natural world. And specifically, I've done some prints kind of highlighting the birds in our area.
And what, is there a particular form of printmaking that you're using as opposed, not everybody's doing the same, right?
That's right.
I learned that from you guys on past shows.
See? Well, for this show, I've actually used two different types of printmaking. I've used woodblock and also mono type.
Nice.
I don't usually show my monotypes, but I thought I would try it this time.
And did you do by yourself? Because I've seen sometimes when you've worked some of the shows up at the college, actually, where two different artists kind of work together, which was a whole nother aspect.
You know, I think for this show, with the exception of Penny and Marie, most of the artists have been working on independent projects.
And even those two, I don't think they worked on pieces together. I think they worked on the concept together. Right. And what about you, Jin?
Two of mine are collagraphs, which is a very old form of printmaking where you make a plate with a mat board and then apply textures to create an image. And then depending on how you hand color that plate, the image changes. So two are collagraphs, one is a monotype. They're all based around a poem by William Stafford called The Way It Is, which is one of my favorite poems of all time about the thread we follow through life. So they all have a thread in them.
And that's perfect for this odyssey.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Tell me again with this collagraph, what is it you're making the texture with? What do you use?
Well, I used a variety of things. I used some tree bark. I used a modeling paste. I used some handmade papers and applied them in different places on the mat until I was happy with what it might represent. And then I found out what it represented when it went through the press.
So your final product doesn't have any of the stuff.
No.
It has the textures and the impressions from those things.
This is interesting. It was new for me. Many people do it, but it was the first time I tried it.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. And Sarah?
Yeah, well, when you mentioned the Penny and Marie's prints about the endangered species, you know, for me, I've had a realization in my life that my subject matter is mostly landscape. Of the sky that we see in the beautiful blues. And so my realization is that in our world now, our natural environment, there's a change in the sky. Mm. And we do talk about climate change and lots of different things, and we notice things. So for me, these monotypes are snapshots, almost like photographs, of something that I've seen, most likely in the past, because now what I see is different. So it's a series, then? It's just a variety. Just like if you were out on vacation, you take a picture of that sunset.
Mm.
And you take a picture of another sunset. How many pictures of sunsets do you have in your photo book? That's just the subject matter for me. And then there's a feeling in there that I'm trying to communicate. And certainly certain colors and a change.
And I realized when I said I've learned from you guys in the past, but not everybody has heard you in the past. So why don't you tell us what a monoprint is, any one of you?
Well, a monoprint
and a monotype
are easily confused by most people. A monotype is a one-of-a-kind print made from a plate, run through a press or hand-rubbed. A monotype has a repeated matrix of some sort. So an example might be a stencil that's applied to a series of runs through the press with different papers. So a monotype is a one of a kind. Okay. A monoprint is somewhat of a series.
They gotta separate those names better. Those are awfully type and print. Come on, you know, it's the same language, but okay. And the show opens on Thursday, the 24th, runs through August 16th. Personal journey of discovery and growth as an artist. So you've all been doing the printmaking for a while now, and I understand that Royal Nebuchadnezzar is teaching a class right now, mashallah. We're all very happy to hear that. And are there some new people? Do you let new people join this? You guys have been working together for so long.
We do have a new member in our group, and his name is Ben Rosenberg. He has a home in Manzanita. He taught printmaking spring quarter up at the college, and we're really happy that he's chosen to join our collective.
Nice. And the class that's going on now, are there any people who are just discovering printmaking?
Yeah, there are at least two or three people who have not done printmaking before.
Nice.
And it's very exciting to see them discover things.
I can imagine, especially since you've all gone through it relatively recently, mm-hmm. and since we're all so happy that the leader of the pack is alive and well and leading, mm-hmm. and now you're all leaders, and the show is the North Coast Printmakers Collective, Odyssey at Clatsop Community College Art Gallery, and it opens on Thursday. Some of the art is already up and runs through August 16th. Anything else that we should know?
Yeah, I would like to encourage people to come to the opening. We're going to have wonderful refreshments and live music. Mm-hmm. And I would also encourage people to come on August 16th.
Oh.
On that day, there's going to be an open house at the college, and we will be doing demonstrations in the in the art building of printmaking. And if people have questions, they can ask us.
Is this an open house of the whole college? Or
yes.
Just?
Okay. It's a reunion.
Oh, yes. That's right. Okay. But you will be there at the gallery.
Right. Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll make sure to get that on the calendar.
And we were co-sponsored. Our show was co-sponsored by the Clatsop Community College Foundation.
Good.
So I'd like to
thank
them for that.
Good. It's nice to know that college is supporting the arts. Thank you so much for coming in. I can't wait to see the show, North Coast Printmakers, Clatsop Community College, Thursday the 24th, begins at 6 o'clock, and there'll be a lot of great artists there, so thanks.
Thank you, Carol.
Okay. I have some music that's going to be at the Voodoo Room on the 10th of August. Let's have a listen. And you're listening to KMUN Astoria. And KTCB Tillamook.
And I would sail across the sea. Whoa, whoa. Same sweet air you breathe. Oh, 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 oh. And all the clouds black out the sky, and angry waves swell up so high. I'll come running home to you by and by.
Sound good, don't they? This is Sweet Ghosts, and they are going to be at the Voodoo Room on the 10th of August with Katie and Luke and the baby, and you'll hear more from them, and actually they're going to come in and be live on Albert's show that Friday, so do stay tuned. And right now, I have Christine Fleming, who is at the Columbia River Maritime Museum. And she's going to tell us about the art camp that the Maritime Museum is putting on for middle school kids. Is that right?
Is yeah. that okay. Students going into 6th, 7th, or 8th grade.
Okay. What happens there and why? What's the idea of choosing that particular age range? Is it just because you can only fit so many kids, so you pick one, or what?
We had a younger camp that didn't quite get full, but also the programming, I feel like, that we offer, there's sort of a gap with the middle school students, so it's nice to offer them something as well.
It sure is nice to offer yeah. middle school. So tell us what's going to happen at this art camp. It's August 4th through 8th at the Maritime Museum.
Yep, it runs daily from 9 to 3, and we're going to be visiting some local galleries, visiting the museum, because the museum has some fantastic art in it that I think sometimes gets overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to be making pieces that are kind of inspired by, you know, glass at the Fernhill or photography at the Lightbox, and then it kind of is a culmination into an art show on the Friday.
So are they going to actually work in the galleries or at the museum?
We're doing most of the work in the museum, but we'll go and sort of be inspired by the local artists.
You're not going to be blowing glass, though.
No, we're going to do glass mosaics.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm thinking, whoa, here we go. See, that museum is fiery as it is. So.
Yeah.
And is this the first time that you're doing an art camp for that age group? Or
it is. I think it's the first time we're doing an art camp in general. My previous life was an art teacher before I became the field educator at the museum.
Plot thickens.
So, yeah.
I see. How long have you been at the museum, Christine?
Nearly a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what else do you have happened there then?
Oh, all kinds of things. During the summer, we do special programs, and there's 3 different themes that are going on. A new one is opening on Monday. That's all about different vessel types and sailors of the Columbia River throughout history, and I'll have lots of interactive stuff.
And is that for young people as well?
Young people, old
age?
People, sort of any okay. age. There's something for everyone.
Old people, did you hear that?
Older.
Oh, okay, there you go. And how does one get involved? How does one sign? You have to sign up, I'm presuming.
Those are all the special programs are free with admission. So if you have conned the
museum.
So
they're day, kind of day.
Yep, day. There's day all different trips. Projects and things like
how
that.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what about for the art camp? Do parents have to call in?
Yep, call in. Or you can also email Betsy Ellerbrook at the museum and get the registration information.
Good luck spelling it. It's Dutch. And the number, I think, is 2323. Is
yep,
that right?
So
it's
correct.
503-325-2323 if
Perfect.
You don't have enough threes and A's and all that kind of good stuff. Okay, so our museum is fabulous, and I'm thinking for visitors to the area, this would be an amazing way to take advantage of one of the gifts we have here, the Columbia River, and this museum, and an art camp that's going to expose young people, but at the same time, the rest of the community can take part in the day events.
Yeah, and the art show will be having kind of an opening night on the Friday, but it's also going to run because the next day is Second Saturday for Art Walk.
Ah, so the art show will be August 1st.
August 8th.
Right, it doesn't start till the 4th. August 8th,
yep.
And which is a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the 9th, oh, nice,
yeah.
Will be Art Walk and the museum. I bet this is a first.
Yep, it's going to be in the Barbie Maritime Center.
Oh,
but it is the first time we've
fabulous.
Been, and it's a wonderful space.
Okay. So, Christine, did you say, well, I would love to work at this museum, but let me bring some of my own gifts to it.
Yeah.
Did you move here from somewhere else then?
I did. Yeah, I'm from Minneapolis.
Oh, okay. Minnesota. Well,
oh,
you've
yeah,
got a lot
don't
of,
you know?
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Fleming is a good Finnish name. Hey, thank you so much for coming in.
You.
And thanks for, when we bring a new person on board, things shift a little bit. So that's exciting.
Yeah, good. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay. And now I have something that many of you have been hearing about, and you may not be sure what it is, but I'm certainly not exactly sure what it is either, but it sounds very exciting. It's a first. Also, this is the Metal Fest. And, the lights and the, this is Sturm und Drang. It's going to take place at the Fort George Lovell, and I'm
going to ask about that too, because this is blacksmiths from all over the Northwest, metal sculptors. There's all kinds of things going on. And Dave Curl is here to talk about it. And I have to say that Kathleen Morgane did a wonderful show with Dave. She must have come out to your studio, is that it?
Oh, she did.
Solstice Forge.
She was shadowing me with her microphone, getting the sound effects of the coal forge and the ring of the anvil. It was really sweet. It was a real fun time.
I didn't know anything about it except that I heard you were going to be on. I turned it on, and it was so exciting. It was hearing the on-site as well as an interview with you about everything, including you and your background and how you came to be a blacksmith. So probably a lot of the people listening didn't hear that. So Dave Curl is here. Dave, where do you live? You and Karen have the Solstice Forge.
We live in Nacelle, Washington. We've been residents there for 30 years this month.
Oh, congratulations. How wonderful. Thanks. And I've known you guys probably almost that long. Karen and I danced together at the college.
Yes.
And then you've brought a friend, Lynn Gledhill. Mm-hmm. And Lynn, where are you from?
Junction City, Oregon.
Junction City. Mm-hmm. And do you have a blacksmith shop there?
I do. I do blacksmithing. And I came up to support the Metal Fest event and do a little forging and have some fun.
Sounds like you're in the right place. How long have you been doing?
I started playing with blacksmithing about 20 years ago, and then I got busy as a farrier and kind of quit. And so 4 years ago or so, I picked up the hammer and fired up the forge again.
Did you say 20 years ago? Is that right? Was that mostly, what was that doing? What were you doing? What were you making in 20 years ago?
Well, beginning as a farrier student, you learn how to do some basic blacksmithing, to do some forging, and to make horseshoes.
Okay.
And so then start playing with hooks, flowers, leaves, scrolls, and it just grows and grows.
And who did you learn from?
I was pretty much self-taught for a number of years. Books.
Uh-huh.
Pretty much.
But do you need a lot of equipment?
Not really. A forge, a hammer, and an anvil is about all you need to start with.
A hammer and anvil, it sounds like, it's very romantic sounding. I know it's a lot of work as well. Dave, tell us, give us a quickie on, I think you said you were logging in the woods?
No, I never went logging. I've been a commercial fisherman.
Fishing. Those are the two.
In the early 90s, there was a program, dislocated worker program.
That's
and I
it.
Took advantage of it and followed Karen into school at Clatsop. And we both studied welding. And she got me a job on the job she was working on after my first year there. And that led down the road to
what
being...
What year was that?
Boilermaker. 91,
oh,
I believe.
Okay.
And... And we started our own mom-and-pop weld shop over in Nacelle soon mm-hmm. after that. And
What does that mean? You were fixing things for people?
Yeah,
mostly?
We were basically a repair shop for the local community.
Troubleshooting.
A lot of rotten boat trailers and rotten lawnmower decks. So that's kind of the joke.
Yeah.
But it led to a need for more, and through meeting Dwight Irish back in 1980.
Yes.
And, yeah, there's a name a lot of locals remember. He was very active in blacksmithing back then. And then one of Dwight's apprentices, Cliff Johnson, came by the house one day with the old farrier's forge and a bag of coal and a little anvil, and we started playing. And we continued working on the road as boilermakers, becoming union millwrights eventually, and both of us retired out of that union. And I took the job at WANA, 5 years there, 6 years after that, teaching welding at Job Corps. And it got to where the workload in the shop was getting to be too much. I had to make a choice, either follow my art or stay on at Job Corps. And so I followed my art and jumped off the cliff.
And
here we go.
I remember when you were at Job Corps, though, you were teaching welding, but you were also
letting the kids know that there was life beyond welding.
True, that
you could make the art, because you were already making pieces. I know you've got some pieces hanging at the Fort George for years now.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those large, beautiful.
Well, it was important to me to let them know that heavy industry wasn't the only avenue that was available to them. That if they were artistic in mind and they learned a little bit about metallurgy and a little bit about welding and a little bit about traditional joinery, that then their imagination was the only limit they had, and they could run with it. And it is a very viable future, although, pardon the old jokes, how do you make a small fortune in metalwork? You know, start with a large fortune, of course. But,
of course, I think that goes for everything.
yeah, you know, starving artists and all.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, I wanted to let them know that you can make a living doing what you want to do.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
So that's real important.
Absolutely, absolutely. And now you're going to be teaching up at the college. I think I read. What's that about?
Well, this is our fifth year now of teaching for the Historic Preservation Degree Program through Clatsop. And we've done that at our forge in Nacelle. And this year, Lucian Swerdloff from the college asked if I would teach blacksmithing. And so we got together and we did all the running around and all the paperwork and stuff. And we've got on the fall catalog to offer basic blacksmithing, Blacksmithing 1. And in the fall term and the winter term, it's going to be Blacksmithing 2 intermediate. And then the students that stay with us will be offered Blacksmithing 3 advanced blacksmithing, where the students will actually design and produce a more intricate piece, a more involved piece. So they'll have to figure out all the steps ahead of time, figure out their material list.
Now this is number three, not number one.
Yeah, yeah. But we're starting with number one in the fall. And
Where are you going to be teaching those, at Solstice Forge or at the
college? It's
going to
be at the Mertz Welding Shop,
just
east of town at the Mertz campus.
Right, on Highway 30, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So have you, Lynn, have you done any teaching?
I have a couple of students that come up every Sunday afternoon. I spend a couple hours playing in the fire.
With fire and in the fire,
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And indeed, I have taught one hands-on class with the Northwest Blacksmith Association, and I actually came to plug the Northwest Blacksmith Association.
Tell us about it.
It is an organization of about 600 members.
Oh, my.
From Oregon, Idaho, and Washington. We put on one annual conference, a 3 or 4 day event. We also are located in Longview, Washington. We have a mentoring center there where each month we have a hands-on demonstration where we have a demo, and then the guys can fire up the forge and play in the fire.
So who usually comes to that? Is it usually the people who are already involved in this? Do you ever get some new folks who say, what the heck? I thought you just made horseshoes.
We very often get new folks coming up to those events. And it's interesting. I have been demonstrating at fairs, and I have people come up and see the items I've made and say, wow, did you make all this out of horseshoes? No, of course not. Of course not.
Oh, I love it. That's great. That is classic. But why not? If that's that's what I said. That's what most people think of.
Mm-hmm.
And the other was making jewelry out of the nails,
uh-huh.
the horseshoe nails kind of thing. That was a big thing for a few years.
Mm-hmm. That's really popular. My wife really wants me to make some more of those things.
Uh-huh. It's just what you want to do. I can see
from
your face. How could I tell? Yes. So what do you like making?
I like making steel look like it grew. Make it look organic. Vines, leaves, flowers.
And are the pieces then functional? Are they used in the...
I like functional items. Mm-hmm. Stair rails, gates, railings.
Okay.
I recently made a stair rail for my back porch with some big whimsical flowers and leaves on it. It was an exercise in trying to be whimsical and not be exact, detailed, botanically correct.
Oh, I think that's highly acceptable in a case like this, for sure. So who's going to be coming on? Let's remind folks, this is tomorrow from, I thought I had it, noon until 9 p.m. And have there been metal fests elsewhere?
This is the first metal fest. It grew from a desire I had just to get a bunch of metal artists from different genres together and celebrate and have some fun and get to know each other and share some ideas. And it never came to fruition until the need for the equipment at the college became apparent. Mm-hmm. And so Karen and I talked to Jack Harris at the Fort George, and he said it's a great idea. He supported us wholeheartedly, and they are doing such a great job for us over there. And it's all for the equipment we need. If anybody out there in the community has any old blacksmithing equipment laying around they'd love to donate, we'd love to have it for you. We have a form for you to fill out for a tax donation.
Wow.
An example is the old Astoria Marine Company just donated a forge and an anvil the other day. And so we have 3 post vices and an anvil so far, and a forge.
I'm thinking people might have stuff, you know, like out in Brownsmead, there's always stuff lying around. You may not even know what it is. So check it out. How does somebody get in touch with you, Dave?
Oh, they can call us at the house. Our number is 360-484-7783, or they can call the Fort George or email the Fort George.
Okay.
And they'll have information.
Okay, so tomorrow, that was what I was going to ask you. I read that it was at the Fort George Lovell showroom, and I'm thinking, aren't you going to be outside?
Exactly.
You're not going to be in
we're taking over the place,
yeah,
actually.
Okay.
The lower lot between the brewery and the pub will be full of demonstrators, and there'll be a stage set up. We have a bluegrass band playing from 2 to 4. The Lovell showroom will be for people that just want to display and sell their works. And there will also be a gallery in the Lovell showroom, and auction items will be on view.
Wow.
And we're really asking the community to come out tomorrow evening at 7 to come down to the Lovell to support our auction. There'll be a number of beautiful hand-forged and also works from other artists as well. Items for auction, and come on out. It's a live auction. We've got an auctioneer.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, how fun.
It's going to be a
blast.
Oh, my
goodness.
It is.
And again, this at least some of the finances that come in are going to go to supporting the new blacksmith program at the Clatsop Community College. And how many blacksmiths do you have coming from all over the place?
Well, we've got 7 blacksmiths coming. We've
including
got
Lynn, mm-hmm, right?
Mm-hmm, including myself and Lynn.
Okay, right.
Who didn't say this. He's the president of the Northwest Blacksmith Association.
Oh,
so
I'm trying
Lynn.
To stay incognito.
Incognito no
too
more.
Too late now.
Yeah. And we have 3 metal sculptors coming. Mm. Some people might be familiar with a couple of those metal sculptors. We have Vern Wilson, who is a local sculptor who hand hammers out sculpted fish and then finishes them to look very, very realistic. They are awesome. We have Christopher Truax, who just had a show.
Oh, I know him.
Just had a show at the River Sea. He's in Maui, but his agent is bringing a lot of his work to set up and show and display and sell.
Wow.
And there's a couple of sculptors, and we have a number of blacksmiths and farrier blacksmiths coming. And
folks, this is a do not miss. Clearly,
we have bladesmiths as well. Some of these knife makers
are
incredible. They do Damascus steelwork, which is just out of this world. You have to come by to see
it.
Okay,
so now
it's truly incredible.
Have to go tomorrow. But if you're somewhere else in the world and you want to know more about this, you can contact me. I'll put you in touch with Dave and Karen Curl at the Solstice Forge. And Lynn Gledhill, do you have a contact, a website or anything like that, or email?
Yes, you can contact me through my Facebook page, Lynn Gledhill's Iron Rose Forge.
Oh, sweet. Iron Rose Forge. Okay. We're just about out of time. I want to say a couple of words about other things. Thank you so much for coming in and for putting this thing on.
Sure. Thank you, Carol.
Lynn Gledhill and Dave Curl, our local fellow. Okay. This is all happening tomorrow. Also, right now, I just want to tell you, actually, I think I'll put a little bit of music on in the background from Fiddler on the Roof. I highly recommend. I've seen Fiddler many, many times, including with some of the greats. but I shouldn't say but, and I thought this was an excellent production. Papa is doing this at the Fort Columbia Theater in Chinook. Friday and Saturday, 7, Sunday at 2. Astor Street Opry, I told you about them. Friday, Saturday, Thursday at 7, Sunday at 2. Coaster Theater, Friday and Sunday and Thursday is doing 39 Steps. Saturday and Wednesday, Into the Woods. Start dancing, folks. It's L'Chaim, to life. Tally Spiller is pulling people together for the love of life and loss tonight, 7:30 at Gala. Hipfish, I'm going to have to take this down. This is too, it makes me want to jump up and dance. For life, for the love of life and loss, it's going to be an excellent time for people to come together and process something we usually don't talk about, but we need to. Or you can just sit and listen. Sensations through Sunday in Long Beach. Comedy Night with Michael Winslow at the ML Pub and Grub in Nehalem. Manzanita Market with Lodestar Music.